Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Born in 1819, Clara Schumann was a composer and piano teacher, regarded as one of the most distinguished pianists of the Romantic era. This weekend, the Albany Symphony will celebrate her life and music in the Clara Schumann Festival. Musicians from the graduate program at Bard College Conservatory will perform vocal and instrumental chamber works on Saturday, January 11th at 3 p.m. and Sunday, January 12th at 11 a.m. Then on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m., the Albany Symphony will present works by Clara Schumann, Robert Schumann, Johannes Brahms, and a world premiere by Lauren Lyakono. The orchestra will be joined by pianist Harmony Ju. The concerts will take place at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy, New York, and we are joined by Harmony Ju, Lauren Lyakono, and Albany Symphony Music Director and Conductor David Allen Miller. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for having us.
It's really great to... I'm very excited to talk with you. I've been looking forward to it all week. So, David, we'll begin with you.
We have two.
I'm sure you have other things on your mind, but
no,
I appreciate that.
We've only been thinking of you, Sarah. That's it.
Very flattering and false. So tell me about adding this program to the season.
Well, it actually... Adding is probably the wrong word because we almost, in a certain way, built the entire season around this weekend. We've started to have kind of midwinter mini festivals, and this year we knew we wanted to celebrate, we're calling it the Phenomenal Woman season.
Right.
And partly because of the centenary anniversary of the 19th Amendment and the impact of the Me Too movement and the fact that there are so many great composers who happen to be women, many of whom we've been championing through the years, we thought we wanted to really focus on how many incredible, particularly living women composers, like Lauren, being one of the key ones we're very excited about, there are working in music creation today and with orchestras and the music world. And we wanted to showcase, it happens to be Clara's 200th birthday in November, and we wanted to showcase her as this incredible kind of this volcanic presence in the 19th century who was in many ways an unbelievably modern woman 100 years before her time. In a strange way, at the same time, she was kind of a very conventional person because she was very conflicted about particularly her composing career and was the mother actually of 8 children and the wife obviously of Robert Schumann, who became one of the great compositional figures of the time. But as you said, she was this incredible rock star pianist. She was far more famous in her time than Robert, primarily for her piano performances. And then she taught and she toured and she was her own business manager. And she took care of this unbelievably complicated household with her special needs husband, who ultimately died in an institution in his mid-40s, and her 8 children. So a complicated life.
Such a full life.
On the one hand, in her writings and her letters, a very conventional, she wanted to be a good wife and mother. On the other hand, she was like a huge figure in this basically man's world, and loved and revered by Mendelssohn, by Chopin, by Liszt, by Berlioz, all the great figures of the time really revered her as a performer, and also was a wonderful composer who pretty much didn't write that much because she was so busy doing other things and taking care of her husband and because it wasn't really perceived as the thing to do for a woman to be a composer. But we're doing these amazing pieces of hers, particularly the one that Harmony's performing on our orchestra concerts. She's going to play Clara's Piano Concerto, which is her major orchestral work from the time she was a teenager. She started writing it when she was 13 or 14 and finished when she was 16. But also we're going to have these amazing works of hers on the 2 chamber concerts, which I really hope everybody will come to hear because then you get a real sense of her compositional skill. Scope.
Harmony, have you ever played Clara's Piano Concerto before?
No, this is my first time. It's so exciting. It's such a fun piece to play.
How were you approached for this concert, and how do you get ready for something like this?
Well, my teacher told me about this concert. I'm guessing probably David contacted her, so I guess that's why. And I haven't performed 2 concertos in one concert before.
Ever,
so,
right.
Yeah, this is the first time.
It's a really hard thing to ask her to do and kind of mean, but she's doing them both unbelievably.
Do you feel like David's being mean to you?
No,
yes.
I'm not being mean. It's mean. I'm not mean.
Right.
There's the stamina part, but I mean, I feel like the stamina's being okay for me, so I'm excited for Saturday and Sunday when the concert comes to share this music with the audience.
And I should just mention, if I may, although I hope it's okay to mention that Harmony just turned 14
in November.
So she is the age that Clara was when Clara started writing this piece. Mm-hmm. And she's a veteran who's already performed the Robert Schumann once, twice?
Once before.
So she's a veteran of the Robert Schumann, but she plays both concerti unbelievably. And to hear her play this Clara concerto, I think partly because it's sort of, in a wonderful way, age appropriate. You know, here she has a 14-year-old playing a piece written by a 14-year-old. She sounds amazing at it. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
You are also a composer.
Yeah, I love composing too.
How do you do that? And what does the legacy of other female composers mean to you?
Well, I mean, the legacy of other female composers, like, they really inspire me a lot. And I love composing a lot. I study composing at Juilliard, and I'm working on my own piano concerto right now. Yeah, I love composing a lot, too.
Perfect. Next time we can add that one and do all three concertos, Harmonies, Clara's, and Robert's. That'll be great.
Yeah, if I can pull that off.
Sure.
Tell me, David, how we want to bring Lauren into the conversation, of course. Tell me about adding her new piece to the program.
Well, and again, it wasn't adding. It was always our intention. I'm sorry, Sarah.
No, that's okay.
But it was always our intention to make a connection between Clara as this wonderful but somewhat not fully realized composer who ended up writing mainly solo piano works, songs, and chamber pieces. Her incredible piano trio is on one of the Bard College concerts, I think the Sunday morning concert at 11, which is also in the Troy Music Hall. But we always intended to put in music by a living composer, if not many. So we immediately reached out to Lauren and asked her to write a piece somehow linked to the festival, not necessarily specifically a Clara homage. But Lauren, you know, being someone we've worked with a great deal, and we really love her artistry and her brilliant writing, it just seemed like it would be ridiculous not to have a living composer on the program, being the Albany Symphony.
Right. Lauren, could you tell me, and I do appreciate that this is probably difficult to put into words, I think that it would be, but how, when you're approached for a commission for a specific kind of event, you turn that into music that you write?
That's a great question. I think it's always about finding the balance between how do you address the ideas of this festival or whatever opportunity you're approached with, how do you address the themes and the ideas and the message while also finding a way to bring yourself into it? How do you find that balance between I'm creating something, but also it's part of this larger narrative? And so for me, I mean, I think I said to David, it's a really meaningful topic for me. You know, coming up as a young female composer, you don't have too many role models from that time period. You know, the piano music you're learning to play, yes, you're learning Beethoven, you're learning Bach, you're learning Mozart, you're learning Schumann, Schubert, Brahms, and very rare is it for you to actually sit down and have something by a composer like Clara Schumann or come across and you learn to play that. So you kind of hold on to these few, you know, women composers like Clara who show, okay, this was going on. This is something that I can do too because it has been done.
Tell me about the piece you've prepared for the concert.
Sure. So I really found Clara's story, it resonated with me quite a bit. This idea of being, you know, just phenomenal force as a pianist and this really amazing talent as a composer, but did not have the opportunity to realize that side of her creativity, did not have the same avenues towards compositional success that she did for piano, a lot of which was tied to her being a woman, that she had these other roles that she had to fill, caring for her sick husband, caring for her children, and being what a woman was in that society. And I found, reflecting on it, yeah, things have changed. It's a lot easier now, but it's not that much easier now. And so the piece for me was sort of a meditation on that, this idea of trying to get your voice heard, a way of speaking, a way of singing, but sort of hitting those roadblocks, sort of being repressed.
And it's a very poignant piece, Lauren's piece, because it's kind of about, it's about trying to speak and not being able to often.
And this is the world premiere of this piece.
It is.
Does it have a title?
Muse, Mute, Mate, Maid.
And is it for the entire symphony?
It's for the same...
Yes, the orchestra.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. Right. She uses all the instruments that are already involved in the Robert Schumann, which I think is the biggest instrumentation.
I think I may have added a percussionist.
And that's fine. You should. Because it is the 21st yes. century, after all. Something must have changed since 1835, I guess. Yeah.
Could you speak a little bit more about the chamber music concerts?
Sure. Well, as I said, I'm very excited about those. You know, we have Clara's major symphonic utterance on the orchestra concerts, Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon. And to hear that piece, also, particularly alongside Robert Schumann's concerto, which he wrote, actually Robert, when she was a young teenager and they were just beginning to think about falling in love, he helped her craft her concerto. He actually orchestrated the last movement for her. She orchestrated the first two movements, we think. So he was very much involved in that. And she, being his muse, in essence, and being the person who premiered and championed his concerto, was very linked to his concerto. So to hear those two concertos, and the two of them were so symbiotically connected, they shared so much musically as well as personally, that it's fascinating to hear the influences of her concerto on his concerto and him on her concerto. But as I said, most of her music, certainly after her teens, was written kind of what we call house music. It was written for intimate chamber occurrences. And so she wrote a number of piano pieces, beautiful art songs, and some incredible chamber music, a piano trio, which is an absolute masterpiece. And her last pieces were these beautiful romances for violin and piano. So on Saturday at 3 p.m. in the Troy Music Hall and Sunday at 11 a.m., the Bard College Conservatory graduate programs, the vocal arts program and the chamber music program, are presenting two absolutely magnificent recitals, essentially, mixed recitals of songs and piano works and chamber works, which really cover her major oeuvre, most of her major works. So it's a chance, if you really want to get the measure of Clara, you should come in the afternoon and stay till the evening on Saturday, or come in the morning and stay till the afternoon on Sunday, or mix and match those. There are also a number of other events. There's an event Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday at 7:30. You can go to the Albany Symphony website and see all the events listed. Those are also chamber happenings related to it. But to hear the true Clara, you really have to hear her chamber music.
The morning event on Saturday is a brunch?
Yeah, there's a brunch at the Art Center with the St. Rose Camerata, and then there's a performance with the musicians of Malwick Sunday evening at 7:30 at, I think, St. Paul's Church. So great, great opportunities to really experience the full scope of Clara and also the context of her life with Robert. And then the Saturday morning is actually letters of Clara and Johannes Brahms read with chamber music.
Sounds wonderful. Harmony, how long have you been in town?
Well, I arrived last evening, so, but I really love it here in Albany. I love all, like, the tree lights, and it's just so joyous. There's still, like, Christmas decorations everywhere.
Yeah, it looks all right right now.
We haven't taken them down yet.
No, then that's okay.
Well, we're glad you like it. We're so happy you're here,
yeah,
Harmony.
It's a good vibe.
Yeah, it's great to have you.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
So you must have, then, you've learned the piece alone, but then you joined the orchestra. And, of course, it's not the first time you've done that with any number of orchestras, though it is your first time with the Albany Symphony.
Yeah.
What is that like, the first time that you're playing with the orchestra you're going to perform with?
Well, I just had my rehearsal with the orchestra last night. And, I mean, the orchestra sounds so good. I love working with them a lot. And, the first rehearsal is always, like, a chance for me to, like, get to know the orchestra and how they sound. And maybe we could, like, give each other some suggestions and work on some things. And then the next rehearsal would be, like, the polishing.
Sounds great. Lauren, what is it like for you the first time you hear an orchestra perform your piece?
Amazing and terrifying. you know, the thing with orchestras is that there's such tricky... it's a really tricky sort of beast to tame. There's so much going on. There's so many different moving parts that you write a piece and you're like, maybe you're 90% sure what it's going to sound like. Maybe if you're lucky, 95% sure. But then you get into that rehearsal and you realize that there are just little things that might not happen the way that you expected. Sometimes for the best, sometimes less so. So you sort of go in with this sort of, oh, I really hope it works, which I'm very happy to say oh, it's working.
And her piece sounds just great. I mean, in the music hall, as you all know, all the listeners know, this is one of the legendary acoustics of the world. And this is exactly the right sized music to hear in there because it's early romantic. It's about a 50-member orchestra. And you know, if you get to a really big orchestra in Troy, the stage just isn't that large and the room isn't that large. It can get a little overpowering. And if it's too small, it can be, well, actually, it's beautiful for chamber music and solo. But the perfect thing to hear in that hall is an orchestra this size. And her piece just sounds brilliant, as do all the pieces. I must say, I was so impressed. Harmony has never played that Clara Schumann with orchestra, and we just played it through, and she was so fantastic at it. And it's such a wonderful, incredible piece, especially when you consider that a 14, 15, 16-year-old, I mean, it took her 3 years to write the whole piece, created that piece. It's so mature. It's obviously based on a lot of kind of virtuosic music of the period, but, it, you know, like people you've never heard of, like Herz and Henselt and Thalberg, but also Chopin had just written his Concerti, and Harmony said it seems to have a lot of Chopin in it, too, along with a good dose of early Robert Schumann. So she's been influenced by a lot of different kinds of music, and it's just an incredible thing to hear that piece, and particularly to hear someone of that age kind of reimagine that piece. Very exciting.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
It is.
Thank you all so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
For more information about the Albany Symphony Orchestra's Clara Schumann Festival, visit albanysymphony.com. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable, and you are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.